on WYPR in Baltimore. It's
Out of the Blocks.
Out of the Blocks.
Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Nuestras historias.
All unknown, this is historias.
This is 4700 Eastern Avenue.
Είμαι κρόσλεκο μπλεμ, παστίτσιο, μουσάκα όσο. You got a so nice, the grumpy.
We make everything homemade here, so we have to always start from scratch in the morning, whether we're making our lamb or tomato sauce or boiling our stuffed grape leaves or σπανακόπιτα.
The octopus, and we serve with the lemon, and also have fresh fish every day.
I mean, everything's homemade, so either way, always doing something from scratch.
Like you buy the lamb fresh, you cut it, you saute.
Getting the finest ingredients we can and starting from there, it's usually all day process, every day.
Everything you gotta be real, I mean perfect.
Hi, I'm George Avgerinos from the Acropolis Restaurant, 4718 Eastern Avenue.
Can I have you introduce yourself, say your name?
Dimitrios Avgerinos. I got 1971 January 18.
My dad was a chef in several different restaurants in the Baltimore area, and then he just finally, he always wanted to do his own thing, and when he had the opportunity, he bought the restaurant here in 1986, and it's been going on since then.
We have good years, good customers, good business, and that's where we started.
Tell me about some of your earliest memories of when you were a kid and this place first opened up. How old were you?
I was 12. And to be honest with you, I actually hated it because I couldn't play on the weekends. I had to come in and work. And kind of grew on me. So now it's more of a love affair, I guess. I guess when I got married and had my first kid, it was either go back to school or stay here because they wanted to retire. Took a lot of sleepless nights to decide. I couldn't let it all go to waste, so I decided to stay here and help my dad out, and that's when I finally took over, I guess, after 20 years. Because now it's in my hands now, I guess.
You glad you made that decision?
Sometimes.
It's very tough. Restaurant business is very tough.
How is George doing?
He do excellent work. I'm very proud of him.
My dad's not too big on compliments, but he tells other people he thinks I'm doing a good job. He hasn't killed me yet, so I think I'm doing all right.
There are little things you notice as there's like a regime change from father to son, and I'm kind of just, I don't know, I'm like Sweden. I'm neutral. Vasilios Filippou. My job here, I kind of fill in wherever they need me. So, I mean, officially I'm a server, but if they need me in the kitchen, I work the kitchen. If I need to be a host, I'm a host. I'm kind of all over the place. So I guess I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. My family and Jimmy's family were friends for a long time. So I came to him, and I wasn't old enough to work in the restaurant just yet, but he would hand me a few bucks here and there to clean the sidewalks, do a few dishes here and there. And then when I was old enough to start working at 14, 15, I was brought in as a bus person. And now here I am 10 years later. Now I'm actually family because Jimmy's son, George, is married to my sister. I guess you can call it job security. This neighborhood, I've seen a change over my lifetime. When I was much younger, it was a very strong, a lot of Greeks. You couldn't go maybe two doors without bumping into a Greek person. All the neighbors knew each other. I mean, for example, my parents had to leave to run an errand when I was younger, and they had to leave me in the house alone for a little bit. And they told me, do not leave this house. Don't open the doors, not go anywhere. I didn't listen when I was a little kid, so what did I do? I grabbed some change, hopped on my bike, and I rode down the street to Royal Farms to get a little Slurpee for myself. And I thought I got away clean because I got home before my parents got home. Little did I know, the Greek lady across the street had her eye on me and ratted me out. So let's just say I lost my bike for a week after that. So it was a very tight-knit community. Everyone knew everyone's kids. Everybody knew everyone. Now, it's still a tight-knit community, but the radius of that tight-knit community has been decreasing slowly over the years. So the church here is at the center of it. And I would say it stretched out maybe 5 miles each way, just all Greeks. Now there's an influx of Latino population, a lot of Asians coming in, so it's turning to a melting pot again.
We're cooking a stewed chicken, a steak and onion, beans on the side, mango, fried chicken like chicharrones de pollo, sancocho. We have a meatball and sauce, Dominican style. My name is Johanny Diaz. The restaurant is El Merengue Restaurant, Dominican Cuisine, 4713 Easter Avenue. I'm from Dominican Republic. Grew up in my little city, San Cristobal. And I started cooking at 9 years old. So, and I cook for all the family, for my mother, my father, and my 9 brother and sister. My dad, he preferred my cooking, my food, because he said I cook better than my mom. Yeah, and I come here to work, and since 4 years ago, I thought about why I'm not cooking to put the restaurant, and I'm here now. Sometimes, I don't know, you know, the baseball player, they come here, like Alejandro de Asa, Robinson Cano, they not come here, but when he play there, they send somebody to get the food for him over there.
So the Dominican professional baseball players know about your place.
Oh, yes.
And when they're here in Baltimore, they send someone out to get your food.
Yeah, because some of them, they know about my story and my food, and they send somebody to get the food here.
Oh, her cooking is excellent. You know, it's delicious. My name is Jerlyn Guerrero. I'm Johanny's husband. And the name of the business is El Merengue Restaurant.
How do you guys pick the name?
Well, I met Joanny dancing a merengue song. And from there, it's been fantastic.
El Merengue, yes. When I told him that that's the name that I want for my restaurant, he was happy because he's remember the time.
Life take different turns, and, you know, we have to follow what life, you know, gives us and jump on the good opportunities. And, you know, now that, thanks God, you know, with the effort of my wife got to this point, and, you know, I stand by her side, helping her and, you know, supporting as a background for the business.
You know, he see that I enjoy my job, and I think he enjoyed too.
And do you have to tell him to get out of the kitchen sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. when we are busy and he's looking for do something and he cannot do, I said, no, get out here.
Do you and Jerry ever get to go out merengue dancing anymore?
Yes, sometimes. Yes, because we close at 9 sometime, and when we have a time, yes, we go.
If you're just tuning in, you're on 4700 Eastern Avenue.
It's Out of the Blocks.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
My name is Rose. We're on Old Hammond Eastern Avenue. I lived here since I was 2 years old on every block. Every block, from Macon to Ponca. Everybody knows Rose. Everybody. I speak to everyone. I go into the bars. I know. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. I talk to the kids, the older people. I just like to be around people and just talk. I was raised by Greektown. That's how I can put it.
What kind of person do you think that made you?
Actually, I think at some point it humbled me, because it's all walks of life in Greektown, all walks. And I'm friends with all of them.
We're making the Italian bread in the mixer. By 20 minutes, we're ready to start rolling, and we're making the Italian bread.
How much, how many pounds of dough have you got going?
I believe it's about 150 pounds right now. My name is John Algerinos. I'm located 4711 Eastern Avenue. It'd be a bakery for 35 years. I have it. My daddy owns it before. We make everything here. Kuluraja, kurabiedes,
anise toast, baklava, egg custard, and more. We came from Greece from 1969. We worked 7 days a week to try to make it. Usually, I used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. At the time you're a baker, you get up early in the morning. Early birds got the worm.
What's the most difficult part of the job?
To get up in the morning.
What keeps you going? What keeps you wanting to get up every morning and do this?
Well, we gotta make a living. That's it. We gotta make a living.
My name is Spiro Asmenios. I'm at 4711 Eastern Avenue, which is the Greek Village Bakery and Coffee Shop. Well, my father is Greek. He was born here, though. His grandfather was born in Greece, in Chios. But I never spoke Greek because my mom was a Polak, for real. And she raised us while my dad worked down Sparrows Point. But back in, like, 91, he needed 8 more hours for full pension, and he was down there working, and he got killed on a job accidentally.
He was 8 hours away from retirement.
Correct. Full pension, retirement, 8 hours. And it happened on Memorial Day weekend in 1991, May 28th. He was supposedly on a scaffold. They were repairing something. I guess it was grease on a scaffold, is what they said. And he slipped on the grease and fell into a pit head first, 20 feet. So he went into cardiac arrest as soon as he hit the ground. So by the time the chopper got there, he went into cardiac arrest again. And he was on like a machine, and my mom didn't want to remember him and see him like that on a machine. So they asked her if they wanted to shut down because he was brain dead, bottom line. And she said, yeah, shut it off, you know. It was just, he wasn't, they said he was never going to come out of it, so she shut it down. Life changes, you know. Just try to stay strong with it. But now, I used to paint and all that stuff, but I hurt my arm. So then I can't paint no more. You know, I was a union painter. I did all that, climb steel. But I fell off a ladder when I was young, and I ain't got no muscle in my left bicep. I have no muscle. So now I can't use this arm. And this, I'm left-handed. So that makes it even worse. So now I'm just treading water, bottom line, living life treading water.
Today I've been working inside in some lady's house. And then I'm going to work a little bit outside, other ports, Save-A-Lot in downtown. And my name is Spiridon Kranis. We are in a Greek town, in Hallandown, one of the coffee shops they call Greek Village. Myself, I'm a painter. First time I see the United States was 1978. I guess I was 19 years old. You know, I was working on the ship when I was you know, started working on the ship when I was 16 years old. So I guess a couple of years later, ship come to America. Yeah, we come from Brazil, cargo from Brazil to America. So we stop like New York, Baltimore, and the last stop was in Houston, Texas. So I guess the last night I went out on Texas, I decided not to go in. Left all my things in the ship, so I just stay out. And then, I don't know, for some reason, I come to Baltimore.
You can't remember why?
Yeah, I just travel, you know, I was young, yeah. You know, like to go in new opportunities. So I come to Baltimore and I just stick here. The good thing was I meet a girl, Melanie. I meet, you know, girl, first day here, I guess, in Baltimore. And we're married now for 30 years. That's one good thing, you know.
Can I ask what's making you feel emotional right now?
I don't know, just to all these years, you know, stay with same woman.
You're crying tears of happiness right now.
Yeah. So, I live in this, you know, in Baltimore all these years. I work every day. I never miss day, even I'm sick. I work hard, you know. I think I'm making okay.
Your tears of happiness are beautiful tears. They're a beautiful thing to see on a morning like this.
I guess, I'll tell you what, I'm happy every morning anyway. When I come here, I always make noise, you know? Even 6 o'clock in the morning, come here, always I go like, what the hell? I scream usually. People think I'm crazy, but that's what I do when I wake up in the morning.
So I've been practicing my Greek, Spiro. You want to hear what I can say? Let me try. Historia su ine hiperocho ki omorfo.
My story is beautiful.
Ευχαριστώ.
Παρακαλώ, thank you.
So I do like the original pork gyro, like they do, same way you would get it in Greece. I wanted to do it in Greek town. It's a gyro slicer, it cuts it down quick. My name is Bill Fukas, owner of Greek Town Grill on 4715 Eastern Avenue. Couple orders coming in, one guy's cooking, parents in the back doing the marinating. That's the secret, the parents in the back.
My name is Paul Fukas, Bill's my son.
So he's the boss.
He's the boss.
But you're dad.
That's it.
Greek Town Grill, can you please hold? My name is Lexi Enzer. It's going to be 2034. It gets very busy. You'll have like the phones ringing, a line of people in line.
It gets a little hectic, but we, you know, we handle it.
Buffalo chicken wrap?
Yeah, and a small garden salad
with two blue cheese
wraps. We got the MTA people across the street. We got people from Canton, Bayview area. They all come.
My name's Aaron Butler, and I work for MTA.
Roslyn Holiday, MTA.
And we come in here all the time. Oh, I like to order the pizza and the gyros and the
club sandwiches
and a salad
and the chicken parmesan. Great.
Well, I worked at different restaurants and grew up here in Greektown, so had a chance, so just did it here.
I've talked to a lot of Greek guys on this block. Most of them are like twice your age. You're one of the younger Greek guys I talked to on this block. I mean, talk about that generational thing, and it seems like the people who are keeping Greektown Greek are pretty old at this point.
Yeah, most of the younger people moved out to the counties. I understand why they moved out, but I do wish there was more people trying to fix up this area than kind of like bailing out. But I get it.
Tell me what you imagine your future is going to look like and as far as it pertains to this neighborhood.
Well, I'm planning on being here as long as I can and just keep doing this pretty much. I just hope Greektown gets better and like it used to be. That's it, but I'll be here.
I'm James Morgan. We're on the corner of Eastern Avenue and Oldham Street. I'm a retired plumber. I've gotten injured on the job. And they retired me. I'm blind in one eye. I'm glad you can't tell by the color of my eye. Thank God for that. But I learned to deal with the blindness at this point, and I still have the headaches. I had several sinus surgeries. I can't smell, can't taste.
You lost your sense of smell and taste, huh?
I lost my sense of smell and taste. I was doing a drain line as being a plumber, and someone put 2 gallons of acid in the drain line and didn't tell me.
Tell me what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm walking a dog for a man that's blind, and I went to the store for him just now. I'll take him his food three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can talk to anyone in the neighborhood that knows me, Jimmy Morgan, and they will tell you that I'm always helping somebody do something. If I make somebody smile once a day, if I can get somebody to believe in the man upstairs, I know my prayers are being answered.
You're tuned to Out of the Blocks, 4700 Eastern Avenue.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Nuestras historias.
Don't touch that dial.
No te vayas.
Thank you.
It's Out of the Blocks.
4700 Eastern Avenue.
1 hour of radio, one city block.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's stories.
My name is Nitsa. The last name is Marikas. Kentrikan is the name of the business, and in Greek it means center. And the address is 4704 Eastern Avenue, and we are at the center of the Greek community in Baltimore.
These are very nice. You see the
so, put it in a little bag for you. People will come in for a gift, for a unique gift to give someone. Worry beads, very popular. When people come in, they see the blue and they see all these colors, they think it's like a religious. No, it's just a pacifier. Usually men used to carry them to coffee houses and them to play their cards, do this, you know, that. They do different twirly things with it and with their fingers. But it's a pacifier, actually, is what it is. And they're very popular. I came from Greece in the 1951, actually. I was 10 years old. And I tell you, I really didn't like it because we came on the boat, like every one of those years, in New York, and it was a dreary, rainy day. And I didn't really like it because I was used to it. I was actually born, our house was in a resort kind of area, Kalamata, the southern part of Greece. And in the summertime, we used to swim every day, the house, the street, and the sea, not ocean, sea, blue waters and people that say, what's different about Greek islands and the Hawaiian islands or the Jamaica or all those? I say the ones that we're used to here, they're the fantasy islands. Our beauty is a rugged beauty. It's a vivid blue, it's a sky, and it's this royal blue water. It's just a different, you have to go to a certain place because you have to be, to smell, to eat, to feel the place, to know. I mean, you can see pictures and they look the same. They're pretty much the same, but they're not. Different. You have to be there to feel the beauty.
My name is Nick Rigopoulos. My place is on 4708 Eastern Avenue. It's Olympia Coffee House. It's a place for the Greeks come here, have a cup of coffee, read the newspaper, and talk together. The coffees do that to the little pot, like that. Yeah, put the water first. And put it on the fire.
This is a little one-serving pot here, like an espresso-sized pot, and you got a Bunsen burner here.
Pour the coffee on the pot. 2 minutes to be ready.
So this Greek coffee looks almost like powder.
Yeah. Greek coffee is a heavy coffee. I used to drink Greek coffee, but now I can because it bothered me a little my stomach. I drink American coffee because Greek coffee tastes better, but the American coffee is good. It's gonna boil a little bit and ready to put on the cups. That's it, the coffee is ready. Sit down on the table to drink it. All right, my friend. I guess I'm not for long here because yes, I'm over 70 years old. I don't know, I can stay a long time. I stay here, but I don't do anything else except coffee house. Nothing else.
You say, Tikanis, how are you? You say, Kala. Good. Very good, yeah. My name is George Anagnostou. I'm here in the Greek Coffee House, the name is Olympia Coffee House. I come to the US, you know, very young guy, you know, I come like 18 years old. We grew up, you know, poor. You know, I wanted another life, a better life, you know, from young, you know, I just want to get out of there, do things I want to do, you know. And I come here, you know, I love this country, you know, this is the best country in the world, you know. And I was 1972, you know, I come to be manager of the Baker nightclub in East Coast. It used to be Club Inos, a Latin casino. And the Hollywood Palace. You know, it's a big place. We used to bring, you know, big names here in Baltimore, you know, Four Tops, Temptations, Chappie Checker, big names, you know. I got a good life, you know, from 23 years old, you know. Got everything. Well, 1982, I think, was gonna... I was out with some friends, and I drink whatever, you know, a little bit. And what happened, I lined up at the Sac Trama. You know, I stayed there for 3 months at the Sac Trama. Take me 2 years to work, you know, good. I have to bring my mother from Greece to my house because I can't, you know, just move around, you know.
You got in a car accident or what?
It was 5 minutes from my house, but I fell asleep and I hit the telephone pole or something. My good thing, my car was big, was a Thunderbird, and they, you know, got a big car, and they car the car, you know, to get me out, you know. My both legs was broke, you know, and things has changed, you know. Things has changed.
Hello, Radio Lens.
It's 1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Out of the blocks, 4700 Eastern Avenue.
4700 Eastern Avenue.
My name is John Karras. I own Tom's Bar, 4719 Eastern Avenue. I've been here 45 years. My dad owned it since 1968. I started working for him in 1970. In 1992, he signed the place over to me. He went back to Greece to retire and passed away. God bless his soul. He was a good man. And I've been here ever since. You know, I'm still here.
John Karras, that owns Tom's Bar, he is the best, kindest, sweetest boss I've ever had. Okay, my name is Deanna. I'm a doctor, I'm a psychiatrist, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a friend. I listen to everybody's problems. Around the holidays, normally he closes, but he stays open because some people, they're by themselves, they're lonely, so they'll come out and they'll come into, you know, Tom's Bar so they can talk to somebody, you know what I mean? And then the homeless people, you know, they stop in. So I listen to their problems, and I feel bad for them. So I have conversations with them, too.
Tomorrow I'm going to be 64 years old. That's my birthday tomorrow. So I don't know what I'm going to do next year when I turn 65. So maybe lease the place, maybe sell it, you know, because I've been here too long. You know, it's just times have changed. Like, you know, at one time it was... a lot busier than it is now. The neighborhood changed. The economy, it's got a lot to do with it. The industry has died down. We opened up 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and this bar was packed. But you had Western Electric open, General Motors open, Lever Brothers, Shipyard, Sparrows Point. All them people are gone. The industry's gone, and the neighborhood changed. And a lot of the elderly people, they don't like to come out anymore. They like to stay home. A lot of them passed away. A lot of them moved away. A lot of, you know, so it's time for me to make some good decisions next year. You know.
Do you have kids of your own or a family of your
own? Son, 37 years old. He don't want no part of this bar, you know. He likes to work 5 days, 8 hours, and his vacations and all that. That's not how it is when you own a bar, you know. So, got to put your time and hours in here. You have to. Especially nowadays, you know. The fabulous 60s and 70s, there were good times. People don't know what they missed. It's just ain't there no more. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers, you know.
Steve Pennington, 4700 Eastern Avenue. I was a painter, mostly, because everybody here in Greektown, you know, that was an occupation. So there was plenty of work until the Mexicans sort of took over, you know, and underbid. And now it's kind of hard finding work, and isn't it? Well, I grew up around here, you know, since I was about 9 or 10. I mean, back then it was Greek Town. It was a cool place to grow up as a kid, you know. Two go-go bars on every block, the click across the street with pool tables and pinball machines. And it was just, you know, always something to do. But now it's like everything's changed. Back then, you know, every denomination had a turf. You know, you had Greek Town, you had Little Italy. Over by John Hopkins, you had the blacks, you know. I'm not prejudiced, everybody, I got a daughter that's African-American, but still, just to let you know, that's how it was back then. Every denomination had their own turfs, you know. And now, it's getting to be one big mixing pot.
Hi, my name is Mary Hernandez, and we're in Pupuseria Mamatana, 4707 Easter Avenue. The special is like pupusas. The name is pupusas, and it's really, really good. And here food is salvadoreño, del Salvador.
Hola, mi nombre es Wilmer.
Hi, I'm Wilmer.
Llegué acá en
I started here at the restaurant in March. My uncle helped me get this job. I work the grill and serve food to customers. I've learned how to cook a lot of things. How to prepare steak, chicken, and especially how to prepare El Salvadorian food. Back in my country, I didn't have the slightest idea how to make this food.
Gracias a este restaurante y a la cocinera que tenemos, logré aprender lo poco, ¿verdad?
Este país es bueno en oportunidades porque...
This country, the U.S., is rich with opportunities. Obviously, that's why we're here. What I don't like, though, is that America's made itself rich through war. That I don't like. But hey, that's the system. That's how the country continues to be prosperous. It's a country that's always at war or fueling conflicts in other areas.
Que arma guerras en otros lugares.
Venir de nuestro país y ver este país ya bien desarrollado.
To come from my country and see this country that's so well developed. I come from a third world country, you know? Everything is different here. The weather, even just the way the daylight looks is so different compared to El Salvador. When you come here, the first day is like showing up in a different dimension. It takes time to adapt. Truly amazing. It's been interesting to come here after hearing so much about this country, the country of dreams, where you can achieve your goals. What you imagine can be accomplished with the help of God, right? He walks in front of us. He's given us the blessing of being in this country and getting us where we are today.
Todo en esta vida es posible. Si tú lo sueñas, así va a ser.
Everything in this life is possible. If you dream it, so it will be. Even though I may be here today as a waiter, believe me, I've seen a lot of things. People like me, we may look poor, but we have a lot of heart and intelligence. How you dress doesn't reflect your heart. People need to learn how to see what others have on the inside.
No es tu corazón, sino lo que tienes adentro, eso es lo que tienen que realmente aprender a ver la gente.
From 4700 Black Eastern Avenue, it's out of the blacks.
More after the break.
Out of the Blocks is made possible with grant funding from the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund and the Cohen Opportunity Fund.
From 4700 Eastern Avenue, it's Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
My last name, Triquilis, T-R-I-K-U-L-I-S. Dimitrios, my first name. If you don't remember Dimitrios, Greek, the Jimmy the Greek. Yeah, I'm going to captain the ship.
You captained a ship in Sri Lanka?
Greek ship, yeah. For all the world around. Japan, Australia, India, South Africa, and, Canada, and England, everywhere.
You've seen the world.
The best school for me. The best food. I'm making money. I'm looking at the country, the people. And after coming to America and Marion here, I make a business. 4705 Greek Town Bakery. We have, you know, three different baklava over here. Geniotico, regular, and the other is pistachio and almost the nut inside. This is haragli. This is the cookie, kuluraja. Kuluraja. The other is the chocolate cookies. Vanilla, chocolate. The other is the kurabiye. The Greek same kurabiye in America is the wedding cookies. And the other over here is the walnuts.
My first name is Vasilios. And my last name is Protopapas. Protopapas. I'm living in a Greek town for almost 30 years. I wanted to do something for myself. That's why everybody made a decision to come to the United States for something better. Find more work, better life. But then when you make a family, it's very hard to go back. Always you miss the where you grow up, where you born. I'm from Carpathos Island. It's a little small place. You know everybody over there. You grow up with the water, with the ocean, fishing. Everybody over there, they look like a family. I mean, they love each other. It's not like a big city and you don't know which ones live on next to you. The Greeks still, they have the family. We lost everything else. Everything else. It's a little hard to live over there in Greece right now. Because they don't have no money, they don't have no work. The family, that is the only thing we have left.
Your English is very good.
It's not that good. My name is Yanis Kritikos, 4710 Easter Avenue. It's a Greek place, Zorbas, lamb chops, steaks, fish, chicken, everything we sell.
Will you show me your kitchen?
Of course.
Introduce me to the folks back there? All right.
This is pork, marinade pork. Taste.
You just cut this off a rotisserie that's spinning over a charcoal fire, huh? Okay. If you insist.
So the amazing thing is the charcoal, the real charcoal. We're cooking on the real charcoal.
Did you learn from, like, your family, your parents?
No, from my old man. Old man. He teach me old man for 25 years ago. The first day I came to be DJ on the music, and then the old man called me and said, John, come here, I'm going to teach you.
Wait, you say you started as a DJ playing music here?
Yeah, I used to work in a restaurant, and then I came here to play music. And the old man called me and said, hey, you belong to the kitchen.
He said, you come and cook in the kitchen?
Yeah, he said, you belong to the kitchen, because I'm leaving, so you replace me.
What do you like about cooking? Why do you still do it?
I like to eat good, so I have to cook for myself too, right? The same way I'm cooking, I cook for other people too.
I can't help but notice you have Latino chefs in your kitchen. Can you introduce me?
Of course. Leticia, Isaul, and they keep under my recipes. So, it's the Latino guys, but cooking Greek better than Greeks.
Hola, mi nombre es Leticia Vargas, y trabajo aquí en Zorba Restaurant, que está ubicado en...
Hi, my name is Leticia Vargas. I work here at Zorba's Restaurant, 4710 Eastern Avenue.
Soy de México.
I'm from Mexico, Morelos, and I've been working here for 14 years. I came here 15 years ago. I miss my family, but the good thing is, you can have a much better life here. I came here with the goal of earning enough to have my own house. And thanks to God, I've accomplished that dream, to be here working and have my own house. My greatest pride is my daughters, two daughters, but one is here and the other one's in Mexico. That's a tough thing. I had to leave the younger one behind with my parents because she was too young to bring along. My greatest hope is to get my whole family back together again.
Me llamo Saúl y estamos aquí en el restaurante Zorbas.
My name is Saúl. We are here working at Zorbas.
Todo lo que se hace aquí son cocinar.
We make everything here. Octopus, lamb chops, all kinds of fish, fillets, entire fish. The most popular is the lamb chops and the octopus. When I got here, I didn't know anything about Greek cooking. Leticia's been here the longest, so she's shown me how everything is supposed to be. It's nice working in the kitchen. I come from Mexico, from a town in the state of Guerrero. It's a little town in the mountains. There's nothing there. No money, no resources. The people who grow up here, in the U.S., they don't know how much the people are suffering when they come to this country. Sometimes they think we're here taking their jobs, but no, we didn't come to take jobs from anyone. We came humbly, to work. We didn't come here to take anything.
No les venimos a quitar nada. La verdad, pues es duro cuando viene aquí, deja todo atrás, la familia.
The truth is that it can be hard as an immigrant. When you come here, you have to leave everything behind, your family, your parents, and here you are, alone. But you have to keep moving forward and remember you're helping your family economically. You send money back to help support them. So yeah, it's tough when you come by yourself. Right now, we can't speak a lot of English, so we can't really communicate. But that's life. You have to keep going forward.
Así es la vida. Hay que echarle para adelante.
What do you want to teach me how to say in Greek?
I want to teach us in Greek to say, Sagapo poli. I love you very much.
Sagapo poli.
Bravo. You said that perfect. Are you sure you need the Greek lessons? You sound better than me. This is Gazissimus, and I'm going to put a CD here and do some song for you guys.
Hello. Hi. Okay. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Well, I was back in early 50s. I was walking up in North Avenue. It was the WFPR's radio station there. It was Sinatra singing. I told my brother, I said, I want to sing that. He says, that's Frank Sinatra. I said, well, you have to go get that CD. I have to learn Sinatra song. I want to listen to Sinatra.
Wasn't CDs back then, though.
No, it was just a small record. It was the 45s. I don't know what size they were.
I wonder if you might want to give us like a quieter version of a song, like an a cappella version. Maybe even an old Greek song.
I have a lot of Greek songs. You want to hear a Greek song? Ακούβρε φίλε, να δεις τι κρίμα στα δάκρυά της έπεισα θύμα. Έκανε τάχα πως μ' αγαπάει, τώρα πονάω μ' αυτή γελάει. I'm so happy I'm in the United States and my family here. And I became a citizen back in 1960. I went to City College, which was across the street from Memorial Stadium. And I'm proud to say I passed the questions, 100 questions of writing, because I want to become a citizen. I want to be like everybody else was born and raised in this country. I grew up very, very poor. But I thank God all that happens to me because they make me a better person.
Is it true, Gus, that you sang the national anthem at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, we went there with a group from the Peabody. Yeah. Oh, say does the Star Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land and of the
You've been listening to Out of the Box.
From the minds of radio producer Aaron Henkin and music producer Wendell Patrick.
You can podcast this series and check out photos and videos at wypr.org/out of the blocks.
Aaron and Wendell want to thank every one of us who took a leap of faith and shared our stories and our lives.
Thanks also to Andres Camacho for production help and Spanish translation.
For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
This is 4700 Eastern Avenue. Signing off.
Signing off.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Yes.